This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The political party of Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine said Sunday that it would challenge his loss in the recent presidential election. A representative of Wine's National Unity Party told reporters on Sunday that the party has evidence of, quote, ballot stuffing and other forms of election malpractice. The representative said the party is going to take all measures that the law permits to challenge the election. The party held a news conference on Sunday, a day after Uganda's Election Commission declared President Yoweri Museveni the winner of the 2021 general elections. Since seizing control of Uganda in 1986, Museveni, who is 76, has ruled Uganda continuously. He's dismissed claims of voting fraud in the recent election against Wine, who is 38 and a singer turned lawmaker. Sunday's announcement from the opposition party came as Reuters reported two people were confirmed dead in protests since the election result was announced. Both the United States and Britain expressed concern over the validity of election results, noting the internet blackout throughout Uganda since before Election Day. The Associated Press reported that Wine said Sunday his polling agents have video evidence of voting fraud but cannot make them public because of the internet blackout. On Sunday, Jake Sullivan, whom U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen to be national security advisor, tweeted the following: "The news from Uganda is deeply concerning. Bobi Wine, other political figures, and their supporters should not be harmed, and those who perpetrate political violence must be held accountable. After this flawed election, the world is watching." Wine's party also said Sunday the opposition candidate and his wife were unable to leave their home with soldiers surrounding the entrance. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Roughly 100 Honduran migrants were met with tear gas and struck by police with batons when they tried to pass through a roadblock on the border with Guatemala. The group of migrants was part of a group of roughly 2,000 Hondurans who stopped Saturday night behind the roadblock. The majority stayed behind Sunday morning when the clashes between some members of their group and police began. None of the migrants made it through the roadblock. Hundreds of migrants later sat in the roadway, refusing to move and attempting to appeal to Guatemalan authorities as fellow Central Americans. The Associated Press reported that many migrants showed visible injuries from batons after the clash. At least 9,000 migrants from Honduras had crossed into Guatemala on Saturday in a caravan, hoping to reach the United States in the early days of the Biden administration. The Guatemalan government issued a statement Saturday calling on Honduran authorities, quote, to contain the massive departure of its inhabitants through permanent preventive actions. The United States military has completed withdrawing troops from Somalia, according to the U.S. Africa Command, also known as AFRICOM. AFRICOM confirmed to VOA Somali Service that the repositioning of the troops was completed early, ahead of the deadline, in December. The number of U.S. military personnel in Somalia ranged from 650 to 800 people. U.S. troops supported and mentored an elite Somali unit known as Danab Lightning Brigade. A spokesman for AFRICOM said a very limited U.S. presence remains in Somalia for force protection and operational reasons. The U.S. has vowed to continue to engage Somali forces and maintain pressure against the Al-Shabaab militant group. On Sunday, the Al-Shabaab militant group attacked a convoy of Somali forces escorting a regional governor and military officers about 50 kilometers west of Mogadishu. Several soldiers were wounded, this according to Somali security officials. And police and National Guard troops in the United States, in Washington, D.C., and elsewhere are standing sentry at newly fortified state houses across the United States as small groups of armed demonstrators gather. The increased security at state capitals ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration comes as authorities work to deter a repeat of the January 6th riot that overran the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. A few protesters gathered in some cities on Sundays, including some carrying large guns, but streets remained empty around many other capitals. Some protesters supported President Donald Trump. Others expressed general anti-government sentiments. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.